Maybe you haven't thought about this, but what's your roof looking like? And is this something that you need to tackle to kind of do a little spruce up, little spring, you know, pump up of your home? And you hear a lot me talk about a company called Lindholm Roofing. Joining me on the phone line right now is Ryan Lindholm, one of the family member owners of Lindholm Roofing. Ryan, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Hi, Lou. Good morning. Good to talk to you.
Nice to speak with you again as well. Real quick, because I want to introduce your special guest that you have sitting there. How long has Lindholm Roofing been in business?
Well, we've been in business since 1949. And yes, I am here with my dad, Tim. And I'm the third generation. And my grandpa, Tom, started the company in 1949.
Wow. So, Tim, you. Good morning to you as well. Welcome to House Smarts Radio. Glad that that you're joining us this morning. When your father started the business in 1949, when did you get involved?
Oh, I started when I was in high school, probably in the early 70s, working on the roofs in the summers, and then in the early 80s, I was full time here and. I've been here ever since.
Wow, that's amazing. And it has to give you great pride to see now the third generation coming in and, you know, taking the reins of this, you know, very well-known, trustworthy roofing company.
It sure has. I mean, I grew up knowing that that's what I wanted to do. I saw my father really enjoying himself and helping so many people. And I felt that that's what I have been doing growing up with my brothers. And it's a great satisfaction to see my three kids all involved
right.
with the company. Yeah.
And Ryan, I have to ask you because, you know, as someone myself as well, you know, my wife and I own a business, a family business, and my kids have worked in it. I have to imagine that there was part of you growing up was like, I don't think I want to go into the roofing business.
Yeah, I would say that's true. Yeah, when I went to school, I went a little bit further away just to test it out. But but no, I came back and I've been loving it ever since. Actually, I have kids of my own, and I'm not sure what they'll do someday. But
right.
You know, if they want to come in the business, I'd be happy to have it here for them.
Well, and you know, one of the things I think that's probably critical to, you know, the longevity of a company like Lindholm Roofing is that the technology and quite frankly, the services that now you offer are much larger and bigger, you know, than they probably were back in 1949 or even back in 1979, right? So certainly the name is Lindholm Roofing, but you guys offer a lot of different services. Can you talk a little bit about that, Ryan?
Sure. All types of roofing, and most of the things on the exterior of your home or business, gutters, siding, and more,
right.
I would say.
Right, right. So it's really kind of a solution for people when they've got that exterior shell that they want to take care of. It's something that they can contact Lindholm Roofing. You talked about gutters. I mean, here we are in the spring, and a lot of people think about, you know, cleaning the gutters in the fall. But, you know, looking and inspecting and seeing the condition of those gutters, that's something that Lindholm Roofing can come and help with.
Yes, it is. Definitely. We do a lot of gutter work and are happy to take a look at your gutters. And it's a great thing just that you can do yourself, look outside at your gutters from the ground. If you have an upstairs window, even better. You know, a lot of times it is good to clean the gutters in the spring as well as the fall.
Mm.
Lots of things that we could check with the gutters.
Right, and we mentioned people looking, you know, when they're looking at their gutters too, it's probably not a bad idea. I've always given the advice of kind of going across the street and kind of inspecting your roof, right, to see if there's any damage that maybe, or age, right, that I tell people all the time, and they always laugh at me when I tell them, hey, you know, the average roof in the United States lasts about 13 years, and they're always kind of like, really? And I'm like, yeah, really, and So looking at that roof and inspecting to see if you see any damages, right? It's one of those areas that if you let it go, it could end up costing you more money down the line.
Yeah, Lou, you're right. This is Tim here. The roofs are pretty easy to repair if an issue or a concern is caught early. We're happy to replace one shingle in a house if it's damaged from the sun or from a branch falling down or
right.
Animal nibbling in. But yeah, if you catch them early, then they're really relatively minor to take care of.
Right, right. Well, Tim, while you're talking about the small repairs too, I have to imagine that you've got to be sort of impressed about all the different options that there are now when it comes to roofing materials, right? And I do know that you folks offer kind of a full range, right? I mean, all the different materials that people may see on the internet or even in magazines, that's something you can help them with, right? Whether it's different kind of architectural shingles or different types of materials that are now being used and spec'd by a lot of architects.
They really have come a long way in giving so many choices to homeowners and building owners. And you're right, obviously with the internet, it's easy to see the products, but they're beautiful on homes. They give a lot more protection. I tended to think that we're an industry that doesn't change a lot, like a lot of these electronic industries and different things in communication.
Right.
But there still are innovations. There's still innovations in our industry where they're making the products lighter but stronger. They're going to be more resistant to the sun, that can deteriorate the stuff.
Right.
They make more synthetic looking roofs now that they have look like a slate or a tile that could not be put. You can't put real slate or real tile on the vast majority of buildings because of the weight.
Right.
But they make synthetic products now. And they made some synthetic products 20, 25 years ago, but they didn't look near as authentic as they do now. So they really have come a long way.
Mm. Ryan, talk a little bit about residential, but you guys can also help commercial clients as well, right? You've got crews that'll do flat roofs, or maybe somebody's got a two flat with a flat roof. That's a service that you offer as well.
Yes, for sure. We do all kinds of work on two flats and flat roofs in the city and suburbs, and it's becoming more and more a part of our business. I would say a growing section of our business. I think we started out in flat roofing more with my grandpa, actually, and shingles, grew, and now flat roofing is growing again. There's a single ply roofing is a lighter weight, stronger roof, like my dad alluded to, that has become just more and more popular and a better material that is real trustworthy for us now. So we do all kinds of flat roof work and gutter work on flat roofs also.
Right, right. Well, one other thing, Ryan, before I let you go, is make sure you give me the names of the other family members in there, because I don't want you to get in trouble. You know, like, hey, you were talking on the radio and you said that we're in the business, but you didn't say my name. So what other siblings you got involved in the business over there at Lindholm Roofing?
Sure. My sisters are Mallory and Rebecca, and Mallory is the middle child, and Rebecca's the youngest.
Right. I know all about that middle child. Good for you. Ryan Lindholm and Tim Lindholm with Lindholm Roofing. If you're looking for any kind of work as it pertains to the roof on your house, siding, gutters, these folks are great. I've used your crews on several projects and have just been happy from the word go. Ryan, how do they get a hold of you folks if they're interested in getting an estimate on some work?
Sure. You can call us 888-4-ROOFER or go to our website, lindholmroofing.com.
And as they like to say, their family has your family covered. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I hope you have a terrific rest of your day.
You too, Lou. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.